The experiences of Indigenous war veterans will be honoured with the first dedicated memorial in Queensland to be unveiled in Brisbane next year. Hayden Evans reports.
The sacrifices made by Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander diggers will be recognised by Queensland's first Indigenous war memorial coming to Brisbane's Anzac Square next year. Indigenous Australians have fought in every conflict since the Boer War to modern-day peacekeeping operations, yet their stories often go untold. Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Dedicated Memorial Queensland Incorporated co-chair Lorraine Hatton believes the memorial is another step towards reconciliation and a more inclusive history. She served in the Royal Australian Corps of Signals and was the first female communications manager deployed to Afghanistan. She says the memorial will play an important role in telling the untold stories of Indigenous veterans past, present and future.
But during my whole 20-year career, I never learnt anything about Indigenous military history until I got onto this committee. When I got onto this committee, it was like, wow. It was a bit of a punch in the gut because it's like I knew about Reg Saunders. He was the only Indigenous officer and the one in the war memorial that I knew of. But when you look at, for example, my co-chair, John Burns, he was at the Battle of Coral. He was on my number 5 gun. And he was on one of those guns that they used the Splintex, lowered it, and, you know, yeah. And he's got an amazing story to tell there. But it's like you don't hear about their stories.
Fellow co-chair John Burns joined the army in 1963, 4 years before Australia's 1967 referendum. Uncle John Burns served with the 102nd Field Battery supporting the 1st Battalion of the Royal Australian Regiment during the Vietnam War, and he fought at the Battle of Fire Support Base Coral. He says the memorial recognises the service and sacrifices made by Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders.
Yeah, well, this is something that, just to remind people, that Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander men and women did serve and paid the ultimate sacrifice for the defence of our country. Yeah, it's, you know, I thought, yeah, this is great, something that should be recognised, and just to remind people that we're all in this together, and, you know, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander men and women did serve their country, our country, and should be there up amongst the all those white settlers and whatnot. You know what I mean?
Director of Sculpt Studios, Liam Hardy, says it's very humbling to collaborate with various Indigenous artists in honouring the sacrifices made by First Nations veterans. He described how traditional Indigenous art and symbology for earth, water and air will be used to represent the Army, Navy and Air Force.
Realistic sculpture, which has a strong history in Europe, and then the combination of that with the strong Indigenous symbology. We're combining the two, and we've got both those elements in one artwork and one memorial, which is quite unique, and it's almost like a bridging of cultures, that the two come together to make one cohesive artwork as well. And the other thing that's cohesive and quite nice about it is that everything relates to each other in allegory and storytelling.
The memorial is in its final stages of funding, and production is set to begin next year.